Knowing Jesus, for me to know someone, that's one thing. Do you ever have someone ask you, do you know that, let's say a movie star or whoever it may be, you say, you know, I got to be in the same room with them one time. I got to meet them. I shook their hand. Of course, nowadays you got to be careful. Got to remember what kind of mess they're in at that particular time in life. When you say, yes, I'm friend. Well, no, I barely knew them. They messed up now, so they're no longer my friend. You know, I can't do that as a Christian. Brother Randy, when I mess up, you still got to love me. Folks, you and I are human beings. But you see, you and I have been given a blessing. The greatest blessing you could ever receive. To get to be loved by God and to be able to love God back through His Son. And I don't just say, yeah, I met Jesus one time when I was 8 years old and everybody told me I was too young. I didn't know what I was doing. I met Jesus. I knew Jesus. I accepted Jesus. They might have not let me get baptized till I was 14. I don't care. I knew Jesus. Jesus knew me. I was saved. You got that? But see, that's the power of knowing Jesus. Jesus didn't say to me, Larry, do you know everything that I have ever proclaimed? Lord, I don't have to know how to spell Jesus to accept Jesus. I don't have to say Jesus like you say, Jesus, to know Jesus. And Jesus knows me. And you know what's so amazing about that? And He still loves me. Jesus knows me and He still loves me. And Jesus loves me because He knew me before I was even created. Now you think of that. Jesus knew everything about me. The Scripture says that all the path of life was laid out before a day of creation had even began. And Jesus says, I know who you are, Larry. Larry, I know when you're going to say yes to me. He didn't make me say yes to Him, but He knew when I was going to. 8 years old? Why would I care what human beings thought? I never did even at that age. I care what Jesus thought. I knew I accepted Jesus. I didn't have to go through any rituals. Well, I did later on, but I still knew Jesus. You think I wouldn't have been with Jesus if I'd have died? I'd have been with Jesus. Those adults would have got a good talking to, too. Because Jesus says, I knew it all. But you know what's really amazing to me? And He saved me anyway. When I said yes to Jesus, Jesus says yes to me. And He knew I was going to mess up after I got saved. Many are fighting today the sins of their past, they call it. All the memories are haunting. Well, they are, but I got something. You want something that's going to haunt you? Think about the future. If we don't get this mess cleaned up, and if we don't start loving again, if we don't start understanding again, if we don't start being Christ-like again, then you haven't seen anything yet. Excuse me, I shouldn't have said it that way. You ain't seen nothing yet. Because I want you to know that Jesus says, I know you. And you see, eternal living. We talk about eternal life. Eternal life it is eternal living. But everyone is going to live eternally. Even those who don't know Christ. They live in the human existence eternally in the devil's hell. We live eternally in a glorified body. Like Jesus has eternal living, others are eternally dying and never able to die. I know what it's like and watching somebody or holding them in your arms as they leave that body. Warriors, you're crying. You're broken. But you know love was there. Rough and gruff. Oh man, I mean rough personalities. Love Jesus. And God had called them for a purpose. That's what knowing Jesus is all about. Realizing that God called you for a purpose. And it's eternal living. I'm never going to die. You and I are going to be friends eternally. You mean if you don't like me now, you love me, and we're going to be friends throughout eternity. So suck it up. We are going to be with each other. And we're going to be in that peace that surpasses all understanding. 1 John 5, verses 11 and 12. And this is the testimony. God has given us eternal life, and this life is in His Son. He who has the Son has life. He who does not have the Son of God does not have life. And God said, I want you to know, though, that I will be with you. But if you don't have the Son, you'll never have life. Oh, you'll be breathing. But breathing is not necessarily living. You ever been with a friend who's in such pain that you're ready to get on your knees with them and beg God to take their life because they can't handle it anymore? I'm a little emotional today, aren't I? That's because it's personal. See, Jesus says, I'm your personal God. I take it personal. I take any insults against Christ personally. Any insults against the nation that He gave us, I take it personal. Against how you and I respect what God has given us. I take it personal. But you know what's most important there? Jesus takes personal anything that goes on with you. When they mess with you, they just messed with the Son of God, Christian. You got it? Well, we've got them now. We have the Christian on the run. This Christian ain't running. The Christians I know aren't running. I proclaim there's no name under heaven by which you can be saved other than that of Jesus Christ. It is His name and His name only. Amen. And I'm not running from that. I'm proud to be a Christian. I'm proud to be an American. I'm even proud to be a conservative one. I got a lot of jerks in that too. Knowing Jesus gives me the freedom to serve our living God. You see, I serve a living Christ. I serve a living God. That makes me alive. I enjoy life. But I enjoy my relationship with Jesus Christ more above any life that I can have here on earth. And I am excited about the day that I get to see Him. But you see, we still got a job to do down here. We don't want to sissy out on this. We have a job to do, a ministry. And that ministry is to love each other. Now, if we can't love each other, how in the world are you going to love somebody that hates you? And if you cannot love one another as brothers and sisters in Christ, what hope does the world have? It's all about knowing Jesus. And if I'm not excited over who I know, why would anybody else want to know Him? You know, oh, I know the doctor who has this cure for this particular cancer. I know Jesus. He is the cure for anything that harms His children. That's why God hates sin, the Scripture says, because it messes with His kids. We are the family of God. You don't mess with God's family and escape the punishment of it. Know the living God. Know the living Christ. That's where freedom is. My freedom was given to me by Almighty God. People say, well, women suffered. You gave women the freedom. And no, I didn't. Jesus Christ did. There was a lot more women that followed Jesus than there were men. You listen to me on that one. There was more women at the cross. His own disciples didn't make it. One. John. Don't think he wasn't shaken. And then the Scripture said it was women. Because Jesus had already set them free. Jesus says, when I say I love you, and you are a part of me, you're free. Free indeed. So God says, I want you to serve my living Son. How do I know He's alive? He's alive in me. I know that. I accepted Jesus as Lord and Savior of my life. Now Jesus is going to be with me all the time. Jesus is going to be with me continually. Wherever I go, Jesus is going to be there. Wherever I go, Jesus is going to be there. So I need to be thinking about where I'm going and for what reason, shouldn't I? Jesus said, I'm not going to leave you or forsake you, Larry. Well, Lord, I don't want you to leave me or forsake me, but you wait outside here for a minute and let me get my favorite sin over with, and then we can walk some more. No, I'm going with you. Okay, Lord. Where I go, He goes. Listen to this. Knowing Jesus and serving God, knowing Jesus and serving God guarantees our eternal life. It's just not living eternally. It is eternally living. Now listen to me. I am alive today. But the day that I exit this vehicle that God has given me to walk around with on planet Earth, the day that I exit this vehicle is the day that I know what true living is all about. I have not lived until I get out of this body. Do you know that I cannot even enter the kingdom of God? Not even enter the kingdom of God until I get out of this body? I can't. I cannot come in the presence of God in this human body. I'd die. This human body can't handle it. So therefore, death is my friend. The separation, the death of the body, that's good for me. Because then I am free and free indeed. Well, you're going to be floating with the angels playing a harp now. No. Gosh, I cannot imagine that being a part of heaven, me playing a harp or floating on a cloud. No. I'm going to be one of the saints of God in heaven. Yep, Christian, you're saints. Lovell, you're a saint. Yeah, I know. Makes you nervous. Anybody even say that, doesn't it? Yeah. A saint is an individual that has accepted Christ as Lord and Savior. You're holy. Holy means set aside for God's service. You have accepted Christ. God declares you a saint. And He declares that you are set aside for His service. Now, do you think that He's going to leave one man or woman behind? No. I want to be with Jesus. Colossians 3 verses 2 and 4. Set your minds on things above, not on earthly things. For you died and your life is now hidden with Christ in God. With Christ in God. Now for those of you who think that once Christ has you, Satan can get you back, where are you? You are hidden with Christ in God. Do you really think that Satan is that dumb, foolish, that he's going to try to pull you out of the hands of Christ in God the Father? Satan been kicked out everywhere where Jesus is. He's not doing that. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. Glory. That's the place where God is. That's where I want to be. Well, can you specifically tell me where it is? I specifically could care less. I know who it's with. I'll be with Jesus. See, that's what it means to know Jesus. And what seals that is Jesus knows me. Jesus knows my name. The little boy had never been to church. He's walking in the city and he heard all of this noise from a building. It was a mission. And the little boy would go in and he would sit right in a back chair, back pew. He's sitting there, he'd listen to the preacher. He'd get up and he would leave. One day, the little boy heard the pastor say, come forward if you want to know Jesus. You can pray and invite him into your heart. We preachers can really mess people up if we don't watch it. I remembered asking Jesus in my heart before I ever got to the altar when I was sitting back there in a pew at 8 years old. Nevertheless, the little boy went forward. He knelt and he started praying this prayer. Jesus, this is Jimmy. Jesus, this is Jimmy. Jesus, this is Jimmy. He get up and he left. He did that through about 5 to 6 different services. That was his prayer. Finally, he was stopped and said, son, what kind of prayer are you praying? And he said, well, sir, I don't know how to pray. I've never been in church before. And I heard the preacher say, if I wanted to accept Jesus to come forward, and I just wanted him to know my name. So that's my prayer. Well, now, son, that's about the most foolish prayer that I have ever heard. Can't believe you'd keep praying that. You need to say it this way or that way. Jimmy apologized and he walked out of the storefront mission. But he was so distraught he wasn't paying any attention. And he walked in front of an oncoming vehicle. And the pastor said, as that vehicle took its life, he said, I didn't care whether anybody else heard it or not, but I could hear it loud and clear. That voice coming from heaven. Jimmy, this is Jesus. Jimmy, this is Jesus. All for the children that come in the presence of God. He knows your name. Know Jesus. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for the blessings, for the joy of our salvation. and praise your name that you allow us to know your Son. Touch us now in the way that only you can, giving us that peace that surpasses understanding, accepting the love that you want us to have. We ask that blessing now, Father, as you touch hearts, in Jesus' name. Amen.